You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Mark chapter 13. We're plugging away in our study here, our sermon series through the Gospel of Mark. Here on the radio, we're in chapter 13. At the church, this coming Sunday, we will be in chapter 15. So we just have a couple of weeks left here. Here on the radio, we're catching up slowly but surely. We're catching up with what's being preached at the church. On the radio, we're in chapter 13. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? We're going to take a small detour here with the next program and the one after that. We're going to look at the Lord at what the Lord said as recorded by Matthew when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when he returns. Also, then we're going to take a look at what's recorded in Luke chapter 17. When Jesus made this comment, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be. So that's a slight little detour, but I want to look at the whole picture. What will be the signs of your coming? What events will be going on here on earth to give you the telltale sign, the landmarker, the buoy in the water? How you'll know that Jesus' return is near. Also the fig tree, the blossoming of the fig tree again. These are the signs that, you know, the Lord Jesus says that he is at the doors. So that's what's going on here on WGOD Radio. This is part two of this message. Again, we're going to hear some more now of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, some more of the signs. And I think we're going to end it here today with the abomination of desolation, and we'll pick up more of that on Wednesday. In the meantime, here's part two now of this message from the Gospel of Mark chapter 13.
For ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in diverse places. There will be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. All right, so number four, again, don't be deceived. Many will come in my name. You'll see an increase in wars. Number four was ethnic uprising. Number five and number six I'll take from Matthew. It's not in this one. Number five is earthquakes. Number six, famines. Famines. The World Health Organization estimates one-third of the world is well-fed, one-third is underfed, and the other third is starving to death. Now, maybe you're skeptic and say, Esposito, there's always been earthquakes. The man on the video last Sunday night in here said earthquakes and volcanoes occurred during the Great Flood. True. But the key to understanding this text is this. There has always been a time in history when these things are going on. But Jesus says, when you see all of these things take place, when you see all of this list going on at the same time, then recognize. Understand, the word means recognize, my return is near, even at the doors. So we're seeing all these things going on right now, aren't we? Number seven on this list would be pestilence, SARS, AIDS. What's the new one that's threatening the Olympics this year? Zika. Every year it's something different. Then the Lord says at the end of verse 8, these are the beginning of sorrows. Speaks for itself. This is just the beginning. You haven't seen nothing yet. Now in verse 9 of Mark's gospel here, you've got a new paragraph, Mark. Do you see that? It's not in the other gospels. Now, in Mark's gospel, Jesus is now going to address the first question. This is different than Matthew. He's going to start addressing the first question now. When is one stone not going to be left upon another? Okay? Take heed to yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten. Ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. The gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they lead you and deliver you up, take no thought. See, all this is in chapter 10 of Matthew, not Matthew 24. When they lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither should you premeditate. But whatsoever will be given to you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but it's the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, the father the son, and children will rise up against their parents, and will cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, first and foremost, we must apply what he said to this generation because he's talking to them, right? But yet, he's talking to us too. See, you have to understand, history is funny. History is strange. Believe it or not, listen to this. Abraham Lincoln, elected to Congress, 1846. John F. Kennedy, elected to Congress, 1946. Abraham Lincoln, elected president, 1860. John F. Kennedy, elected, 1960. The names of Lincoln and Kennedy each contain 7 letters. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both presidents' wives lost a child while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot seated next to their wife. Both presidents were shot on Friday. Both presidents were shot on the head. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, warned him not to go. Kennedy's secretary was named Evelyn Lincoln. She warned him not to go. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners. Both successors were named Johnson. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson born 1908. When does it end? John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born, who wants to guess what year? 1939, 1 year after my mother. Both assassins are known by 3 names. Both assassins' names add up to 15 letters. Booth ran from a theater, was caught in a barn. Oswald ran from the warehouse, was caught in a theater. Booth and Oswald were both assassinated before their trials began. Lincoln was shot in a Ford theater. Kennedy was shot riding a Ford. Ford Lincoln. Solomon put it this way. The thing that has been is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it can be said, see, this is new? It has already been of old, which is before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come. History has a habit of repeating itself. That's my point. I mean, how many coincidences is this? My point again, if the Jews were told in 70 AD not to go back to get anything out of their houses, the same thing can apply again. If the Jews were instructed, it'll be given to you in that hour what to say, son will betray father and a mother or daughter. History repeats itself. It doesn't make the word of God untrue. It just means history repeats itself. How about this one? There's a day on the Hebrew calendar. It's the 9th of Av, A-V. On this day, the spies returned from Canaan, declared the land can't be conquered. That night, the people cried out. The Jews got banished into the wilderness for 38 years. The 9th of Av. The 9th of Av, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, broke through the wall, and destroyed the temple. 586 BC. Guess what day Titus destroyed the temple in 70 AD? 9th of Av. The same day. The 9th of Av. The Jews got thrown out of England on the 9th of Av, 1290 AD. The Jews got thrown out of Spain, 1492, the year Christopher Columbus discovered America. What day? The 9th of Av. Does God have a sense of humor? Don't assume prophecies can't happen twice. That's no reason to become an atheist. Okay? All this took place when Jerusalem was destroyed 36 years after this prophecy by the Roman general whose name was Titus. Emperor was his father named Vespasian. Now, verse 14, another paragraph, another time. Let me say this too before we go forward. Verse 13 is the end. Verse 13 is the end. He who endures to the end will be saved. Verse 14 is a mile marker alongside the road for you to look for, to identify this. Okay? He stops his chronology at verse 13. Verse 14, he's giving you a mile marker, something to look for as you're going alongside the road. Which is why in Matthew 24:15 starts with the word therefore. Therefore, when you see, Jesus says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Therefore, when you see, all right, now verse 14. When you see, what a mile marker this is. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let the reader understand, then let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.